Hello, everyone. We are back and we have new Panini WWE product to release finally on the card in this episode. Two boxes of 2023 Panini Elite WWE. The wait is over. We have it. We're going to take a look at it as we are going to start churning out the content here in the month of March. Let's not waste any time. Let's head straight to the top of the card. Welcome back to Top of the Card right here on Ad Free Shows, Patreon, and the Ad Free Shows YouTube channel. I am your purveyor, Panini. I am referee, Brandon Toll. Thank you guys so much for joining me here for this episode of Top of the Card. I know we've had a little gap since our last video. We've had some personal things going on, so now we are back, and we are going to start cranking out the content here in the month of March, looking for potentially three videos coming up here over the last part of March. So we're going to do, as I said earlier, 2023 Panini Elite WWE is up on tap on the card in this video. We are going to celebrate the official 1 year anniversary of Top of the Card by ripping a case of the 2024 Leaf Metal Legends Wrestling. It is a $1,200 to $1,500 box of cards. We're going to rip that. We're going to go Rock Auto hunting. And then lastly, the 1998 NWA Wanderama. We're going to open a box of that. We're going to go Sting hunting on the heels of Sting's retirement at Revolution. We're going to go Sting rookie hunting as well. So look for all three here in the month of March as we are back in April and beyond. We're going to have some great stuff coming down the pike. So first of all, thank you guys. I appreciate the time and the support for everybody as we close in on the 1 year anniversary of Top of the Card. And once again, I'm going to keep saying it. Support the channel. Support me by grabbing yourself some merch. Step into the spotlight with our exclusive Top of the Card collection available only at Box of Gimmicks. Elevate your style, showcase your passion for wrestling cards with the Top of the Card merch. You can make a statement that you want to eat, sleep, rip packs and repeat, or that you'd rather be ripping, or don't disturb me, you're bidding on wrestling cards. I've done that recently a little bit myself, or just show that you're a trading card collector. Get yourself a t-shirt, sticker, hoodie. Don't settle for any ordinary merchandise. Rise up to the top of the card with the top of the card merchandise available exclusively at boxofgimmicks.com. Order now and unleash your inner collector. Guys, I appreciate everyone that has gotten themselves a t-shirt, a sticker, a hoodie, anything on Box of Gimmicks. Recently, it helps support me and sports Top of the Card and the ad-free family as a whole. So, all right, 2023 Elite WWE. Excuse me. It's about time. I think it's the best way I can put it. If I could really sum it up, September was the last product release that we had. And that was the Select T-Moss. So we're looking close to 6 months without a release. We're through the lawsuit. We're through everything else. We're going to have four products coming up that are going to pretty much round out the 2023 calendar of Panini products. We've got Elite, which we're going to showcase in this video. And then we're going to have Impeccable, scheduled to come out March 29th. And then Chronicles 2023, and then Immaculate 2023 to cap off the 2023 calendar year of Panini WWE products. I wouldn't look for the first 2024 product, which would be Prism 2024, until probably midsummer, as they're trying to catch up, basically. But we have it, and everything continues on. It basically answers all of our questions as to where we're going to get new product or anything like that. It's basically all steams go now when it comes to the Panini relationship with WWE in terms of churning out more cards. So that's what we're going to focus on here on this episode. So let's go ahead and jump in. Let's go ahead and cover Elite a little bit here. Elite is a 150 card set from a base set. It's split between 100 current WWE talent and 50 retired legends. Elite is very, very big on parallels. And when you're looking at the parallel checklist for this, just throw up a couple. You're looking at a total of 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 different parallels per card, going from your basic unnumbered parallels all the way down to your black 101s. And that doesn't even include autos or auto parallels to boot with it. So you'll take a look. I'll throw up a couple pictures up here in terms of just some of the parallels that you can take a look at here. And then when you go into the auto checklist, the auto checklist, basically the big chase in the auto checklist is what we're going to be call the passing the torch autos. It's basically a dual auto. It's going to be an auto on each side. They're very hard to pull, full stop. And there's only four parallels of them. When you look at the parallel checklist for it, there is a total of 10 different combinations of passing the torch autos that you can get. And there's the gold to 10 and then the black one of one outside of that. Your basic autos are going to be your pen pal autos, which are, you know, based kind of your step two there. Your turn of the century autos, which is going to be more legends based. And then on top of that, then you're looking at the new breed autos, which basically are going to be the majority of those are going to be your NXT talent. And then you have your elite signatures autos, which basically encompass your main rosters. And then you have a full parallel checklist to boot. So it's a pretty simple product. I did rip a box of it for me personally, and I was very impressed with the number of parallels that came with this. The case hit as well. I'd be remiss if I said this. The case hit that you're going to find out of this is what's called the Razzle Dazzle. So that will be the case hit that we're looking for with it. But the other thing that you really want to look at, or look for at least, is going to be the family lineage. Families, you know, play a big role, especially in the bloodline angle right now. You know, obviously, as we're heading to WrestleMania with Roman and Cody, obviously the Rhodes lineage is there as well. So there's the family lineage insert set, which showcases those family lineages within the checklist and within the WWE universe, basically. So that is the checklist, kind of an overall overview. When you're looking at what to expect out of this, you're going to be looking for two autos a box with this and a lot of parallels to boot. So without any further wasting of time, let's just get right into it. First of all, if you are not subscribed to the Ad Free Shows YouTube channel, what are you waiting for? Hit that subscribe button. Get notified of every new content piece that drops on the YouTube channel. More importantly, subscribe to the Patreon. Patreon.com/AdFreeShows. Get access early and ad-free to everything that is offered across the Ad Free Shows platform. Personally, for me, and I'll freely admit this, I'm a My Push guy. I've been a My Push subscriber since day one, and I love the content, everything that's produced. You know, so subscribe, patreon.com/adfreeshows. You will not regret it. The value that brings for the money that it is, could not say that it is just, it's worth every penny. Worth every penny. All right. So let's do this. Let's go ahead. Let's start ripping 2023 WWE Elite. All right. It is rip time, finally. We've explained everything. Let's get to our first WWE product in 6 months. Man, it's good to have this stuff back. 40 packs over two boxes, four autos. Basically, a real nice tonnage product. Elite 2023. Let's not waste any time. Let's get ripping. Here we go. Readjust the mic. And let's do this. Everything I've seen, this has been real good. I think, though, that what people are going to miss on this is the fact that it is, if you look at the stats to this, it is a lower print run than what people think it's going to be for a tonnage product. And I think a lot of collectors, as I've seen already, a lot of collectors are already starting to just clamor and eat this up. So, you know, I can see the price on this going pretty parabolic, pretty fast. So what we're going to do is, I know all the hits on the back are done like this, so I'm just going to start stacking them over like this, and we'll do them 10 at a time. That way we all learn together, and I'm not worried about the base card that we're going to see on the back. There's Bray. I'm more worried. I want to see the, I don't want to give away every kind of insert or parallel or potential auto that we're going to hit by doing this. So I'm collecting and keeping all the rookies that we see from this, like always. Obviously, it's pretty much, in my opinion, now that we're getting, that we're into 2024, it's pretty much Thea Hale and Ava. Obviously, Ava being on NXT television now as the general manager. Thea Hale, Tiffany Stratton, too, as Stratton's now up on SmackDown. So the rookie class has kind of thinned itself out. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, three more. Got to rip three more. Now that the rookie class has kind of thinned itself out, you're going to see some talent in here. Top Dollars in this. And Quincy Elliott is in this, both of which are neither with the company anymore. So that just comes as a byproduct of the nature of the system, basically. You know, there's nothing we can really do about that. So, okay. So I'm going to flip it over. So we're going to get one right off the top here, one parallel right off the top. And I'm okay with that. That's a good start. Bruno Sammartino Stratus to 80, 16 to 80. So I'm all for the legends when it comes to this product. So Tiffany Stratton, real good. Or so not Stratton, but Bruno. Why say Tiffany Stratton? I'm still thinking rookies. Bianca, you guys are going to see the shimmer. It's just the nature of the beast with the product here. Boogs, even though, once again, we're going to see people that are not with the company anymore. Dolph included in this as well. Same thing with Edge. Otis. Grayson Waller. Tatum Paxley, rookie. Io Sky. So this is going to be Elite Deck. And that's going to be, hey, that's a good one to have. John Cena, Elite Deck. Insert. It's a smaller insert with the Elite Deck. So I'll take that any day of the week. All right. Got a Hank Walker, rookie. Asuka. Why'd they cover the belt with the logo? I don't understand that. Ivy Nile, Alba Fire, Tony D'Angelo, Damian Priest, Bray. All right, so this is going to be Spellbound. Okay, Brock Lesnar, Spellbound. I'm okay with that. So basically, I'm going to try to spell these out. I've got a couple others of this already in this, so I may try to spell it and actually get all of them to spell Brock for Spellbound. That's cool. The Rock. Okay, Gunther, Dakota Kai, Zelina Vega, Cora Jade, Cody, Ava Rookie, and Randy Orton. Star status insert. I like it. Take that. Natalya, Dragon Lee Rookie. Man, I am very quietly just amassing Dragon Lee Rookies. I am that high on him. And what he's been doing between NXT and the times he's been on television on SmackDown. So I'm very much in holding his rookies. I think there's a big upside benefit on him. Scarlett, Madcap Moss, Roman, Candice LeRae, Liv Morgan. So we're going to have a base red parallel coming here. Joe Gacy from NXT. You can kind of see the checker design there. That's just like a base parallel design, a non-numbered one at that too. Omos, Gigi, Quincy Elliott rookie, even though he's no longer with the company. Stax, Ricochet, Raquel Rodriguez, Tiffany Stratton. Okay, Full Throttle, Montez Ford, and we have an auto right here, so we'll save that for just a moment. LA Knight, Dijak, Ray. Rhea, B-Fab rookie, Jimmy Uso. I'll take this. DX97, Shawn Michaels to 149. 139 or 149. Okay, I'll take that any day of the week. Man, I still, once again, same thing applies from Prism earlier. The picture selections on this is great. They're not using the same picture over and over. That's like December 97, early 98. Shawn Michaels, the winged eagle there. So I'm here for that. Fantastic. Bronson, Maxine, rookie, Shush, Nakamura, Gacy, Ilya, Top Dollar, Jey Uso, another Spellbound. That's a good one. Roman Reigns, Spellbound. I've got another couple of his too. May I actually try to run both Spellbounds for both of them, just in the base. And then I have one Austin's, which is paralleled. So, okay. Randy, Braun, Kiana James, rookie, Bobby, JD, Butch, pre-name change, Tyler Bate. What do we have here? Let me set these down. What is this? Okay, powerhouses, Bianca Belair, powerhouse. Very nice. In a little torture rack. And that is to 99, 5 of 99. So red is going to be the giveaway on that. So Bianca Red Powerhouse to 99. Okay, I'm here for that. That's nice. It's my first time seeing the Powerhouse actually as a parallel. Lil Vice rookie, Carmella, Riddle, Sol Ruka rookie. Okay, I know she's back. Solo, Finn, Sami Zayn, Ilya, base red parallel, which really fits honestly for his character. You know, I'm here for that. Works for me. Kofi, Ariana Grace rookie, Piper Niven, Nikki Cross, Elektra, Rollins, and Sheamus. All right, so we'll be at the halfway point, so that'll give us one auto, which we know we have right here. And which way is it? It's going to be this way. So auto number one is Zumi New Breed. JD McDonagh from Judgment Day. Blue. That's going to be to 25. 5 of 25. Okay, that's not bad. Judgment Day member to 25 auto. The autos in these, I'll say it nice. If I didn't say it earlier, I'll say it now, man. The autos have been pretty solid on this. So JD to 25 is auto number one. It's going to leave us for the second half of this. So you can tell I've ripped a little bit of this before recording this because I didn't want to give away the how they laid out the how they laid out either the parallels or the inserts, like Spellbound and everything was all in the very front of the pack, and I didn't want to give it away. I don't want to spoil it for me because I'm seeing this, at least this box, as we open it for the first time, just like y'all. So I didn't want to give it away. So we're not looking. We're team no look here. So we're going to have some fun after this, man. Coming up at the end of March, we're going to have Impeccable, which we will have here on top of the card. That is a ultra high-end release. It's one of the top two most expensive products Panini makes. We're going to have it here. I don't think we did Impeccable last year. So we'll do it this year. I know we didn't because it came out earlier in the year. So we're going to have Impeccable for the first time here next year. And I think you guys are going to like it. So let me move this. All right. Second half. That's a good way to start. To 99. EO Sky. To 99. 2 of 99 on the purple. Okay. I don't know if I can get my penny sleeve to split. There we go. So EO Sky to 99. Keep it to there. KO, Theory, Becky Lynch, Escobar, Drew, Omos, GG, Title Waves, John Cena. Excuse me. I've pulled this before. So title holders only in this. Xavier, Carmelo, Charlotte, Andre Chase representing the U, Roxanne, Dirty Dom, Nikita Lyons, Spellbound J for John Cena. Okay. William Regal, Wesley, Braun, Elias, Shotzi, Cross, Chelsea Green, Star Status, Undertaker. Great picture. Great picture use. AJ, JC Jane, Heyman, Miz, Montez, Dolph, Gargano, Top Dollar, Rookie Red. Doesn't mean a whole lot, unfortunately. I know he's now with Impact. Bailey, Alexa, Gable, Nathan Frazier, which, man, his picture has changed so much this year between when we first saw him in first cards and now. It's ridiculous. Sonya, Brock, Xia Li, Charlotte, Star Status. Oh, yeah. Give it to me. Auto 2, Turn of the Century, Shockmaster Auto. I'm here for it.
He is none other than the Shockmaster!
All right.
The Shockmaster!
I told you.
Yes, only on this program, ladies and gentlemen, can we rip a Shockmaster Auto. I am keeping this in solely on general principle. And it is red, so it's going to be parallel to 49. It is 35 of 49. Only on this program, ladies and gentlemen, are we pulling a Shockmaster Auto. Phenomenal. Huge pop for our second auto. Edge, Otis, Grayson, Paxley rookie, EO, Kofi. Die cut to 24. 3 of 24 die cut. Representing the U, Andre Chase, Chase University, with the die cut. That's actually the first die cut I've pulled. So Andre Chase from NXT, the 24, Alba, D'Angelo, Alba again, Damian, Bray. You guys can see the collation as we go through this. There we go, Elite Deck
Brock, Zelina, Cora, Cody, Ava, rookie, Walker, rookie, Asuka, Ivy, JD McDonagh. He likes to pop around in this box to 149, 120 of 149. JD McDonagh. So JD has kind of been the theme for this box. Auto and a parallel. Scarlett, Riddick Moss, Roman, Candice LeRae, Liv, Gunther, Dakota, main event Jey Uso, red parallel, Quincy, Stax, Ricochet, Raquel, Tiffany, Natalya, and Dragon Lee rookie. I'll take all the Dragon Lee rookies to round out box number one. So not bad. JD with the new breed, JD auto to 25, and then the Shockmaster to 49. I think that's the first, to my knowledge, it's the first Shockmaster autos within WWE. And as an old school guy, I will take it all day long. But that's a huge pop to me to pull a Shockmaster autograph. I'm keeping that. I'm not selling that. I will keep that just on general principle. That we pulled a Shockmaster auto. Love it. 1992 Flair for the gold is speaking for me all day long. But if we can get a passing the torch auto, that would be awesome. Passing the torch auto or a big vet or a big legends auto would be the nice way to go with this. So I know there's a few redemptions out, but they're all going to be on card via redemptions. So I've got no qualms about anything being about redemptions in this, as they'll all be on card. So last I remember, Hogan, Cena, who else? Hogan, Cena, Trish are the big redemptions I've seen with this so far. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Three more here. But I hope, let me know what you guys think about this in the comments below. Do you like this? Don't you like this? Do you feel that you potentially, do you feel you get your money's worth with it? I think that's a big thing with this is I feel that if you're looking at this objectively, like I feel I'm getting my money's worth with this. Now, if I was to hard comp everything, am I probably getting my money's worth on this? It just really depends. But, I mean, for the number of rookies, the number of parallels you're getting for this, I think it's, I feel way better about this product at the current price point. Because I only think it's going to go up from there because it's limited run. So, well, that's a good start. Becky Lynch title wave red, and it is not numbered. I thought it would be because the Cena, where's Cena at? Let's see, where's my Cena one? Hold on. Let me find my Cena one. No, I guess maybe it's because he's a legend. Yeah, that's what it is. So the red just represents Raw. Gray, since since John's a legend, John would be gray. So Title Lynch, excuse me, Title Waves, Becky Lynch. Road Dogg, Dolph, Gargano, Wesley, Braun. You kind of see we're seeing the same people and over and over again. Okay, and Spellbound. I may have to run Cena Spellbound too. Brock, Zaya, AJ, JC, Paul, Miz, Montez. And we like Andre Chase around here. Andre Chase from the U. Red parallel. B-Fab. Jimmy. Bailey. Alexa. Gable. Frazier. Sonya. Hogan, star status. That's a borderline Pasta Mania Hogan there. WCW Hogan. And there's our auto behind it. Which we know it's not a Hogan auto because it's not a redemption. Top Dollar. Jay. LA Knight. Dijak. Mysterio. Rhea. Okay. I'm good with this. Drew McIntyre. Great picture with him in the white kilt and the sword. To 149. 23 of 149. Drew McIntyre. I'll take it. Drew in the thick of the World Heavyweight title picture. JD, Tyler Bate, Bronson, Maxine Dupree, rookie, Nakamura, Gacy, Dragunov, Becky Lynch, star status. Okay. There's so many cards here. I have to pause here so I can at least move some of the base out of the way. just because there's a lot of it, which I'm okay with. That's why I feel good about this product at the price point. Gunther, Dakota Kai, Selena, Cora, Cody, Ava Rookie, Hank Walker. What we got here? Kevin Owens status to 80. 60 to 80. Blue.
Okay.
I like it. Good old KO. As we head to KO towards KO Mania this year. We all know he will be involved. So our status. Natalya, Dragon Lee rookie. Scarlett, Riddick, Roman, Candice, Liv. Roxanne Perez, red checkerboard. Omos, Gigi, Quincy, Stax, Ricochet, Raquel, Tiffany Stratton. Ooh, what we got here? Tyler Bate to 53. 30 of 53, and the first time we get to see a 53 parallel, said it earlier on in the video, the 53 parallel, it referenced 1953 when the Capitol Wrestling Corporation was founded, Vince's dad. So that's cool. Tyler Bate to 53 aspirations. Dom, Nikita, KO, Theory, Becky, Escobar, Drew, Charlotte, Elite Deck, Cross, Chelsea, Xavier, Carmelo, Charlotte, Andre, Roxanne, Family Lineage, Bron Breakker, Rick Steiner. I love these sets. The autos in these, whoever pulls an auto, a Family Lineage auto is going to be worth a ton of money. So I like it. I like the idea with it, though. So Family Lineage, Kane, Top Dollar, Jay, LA Knight, Dijak, Mysterio, and Bailey. All right, here we go. Auto number one. Looks like it's going to be a new breed auto. And that is going to be Von Wagner. Base auto. Not the person we're kind of going for, but okay. So Von Wagner auto, new breed auto. Which if I'm getting that, we may have got to have a monster auto then here for number two. Because it'll put boxes, it'll put that will just flat put box one to shame. I mean, we had two solid parallel autos in box one, and then to pull that starting base two tells me that we probably need to have a big auto in this, because they seem to be pretty even to where if you're pulling something like that, you're probably going to pull a bigger auto, or you're going to pull two nice parallel autos. I could very well be wrong saying that, but from what I've seen enough of this to make me think that. So cross fingers, we'll see, because I would like a big auto. I think a big auto is good for everybody here. So, it's good for you guys watching, good for me. Me for the one ripping on, I always want to try to get stuff and pull, like, just pull some big heat for you guys and just pull some monster stuff. And I'll tell you right now, with Impeccable, we will. We'll have that. I can almost tell you full stop, we'll have that for Impeccable. That will happen. All right, second half here. We're kicking it off with AJ Full Throttle. Kiana rookie. Bobby, JD, Butch, Tyler, Gacy, Ilya, Dirty Dom, Red, Sheamus, Lil Vice. She's probably on low key. She's probably on the up-and-coming radar there. I have to really watch her rookies. Sol Ruka, Orton, Braun, what do we got here? R for Ray, Spellbound. I know someone's going to want that. So this is going to be our other auto behind Ray. Waller, Paxley rookie, EO, Kofi, Elektra, Rollins. What we got here? Oh, yeah. We got a monster. The Dead Man. The Undertaker to 49, 43 of 49, straight from 1991 with this picture. 91, 92. Yeah, that's a good one. Real good one. I think once people realize how low printed this is, the parallels are going to carry some real value real quick. Undertaker to 49. Okay, that works for me, man. All day. All day. Asuka, Ivy, Alba, D'Angelo, Boogs, Edge, Otis, D, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Spellbound, Dragon Lee, Rookie, Natalya, Scarlett, Riddick, Roman, Candice LeRae, Liv, Sami Zayn, Star status. Escobar, Drew, Omos, GG, Quincy Elliott, rookie. Stax, Ricochet, Nikita Lyons, red. Carmelo, Charlotte, Andre, Perez, Dom. Do we have another one to 49? I think we do. All right, I'll take this. Behind that, it's going to be okay. We can keep it old school, man. Piper to 49, 24 of 49. This is why I feel good about these boxes, man. I feel, once again, that's two numbered to 49 in this box. Okay. Montez, Dolph, Gargano, Wes, Braun, Elias, Xavier. Oh, Nikki Cross. Okay, what is... I totally forget the name of this, and I think this may be even a case hit. Nikki Cross. I will get you guys the info on this. I think this is big, and I forget the name of this parallel, but I think this is a case hit. But I will let you guys know. Check out Top of the Card on Twitter, and I will let you guys know. I forget off the top of my head what this is. But I think that's actually pretty big. That actually may be case hit. It's not a 101 or something. We would have it. It would show 101. But that is a hard parallel insert to pull. And then Bless, Gable, Nathan Frazier, Sonya, Brock, Xia Li, Miz. So I will look actually here. We'll take a minute after this auto. We'll take a minute after this auto and see what we find with it. So try to find. So what do we got here? So we've got a Mighty Molly turn of the century auto. So Molly Holly, Mighty Molly to 49, 3 of 49, right in the old school wheelhouse again. Not old school like Hogan or anybody like that, but Mighty Molly to 49 turn of the century auto. Okay. So let's take a look here real quick. On Nikki, let me hit the checklist. I took it down, but I need to pull it up. I need to pull it up again so that way we can take a look and find out what our pair R is here, what the name of it is. It escapes me. I'm going to find out real quick here. So no passing the torch auto, unfortunately. That stinks. We didn't pull a true 101. Let's see. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I think we have Razzle Dazzle. You have a cardboard connection here. All right, we're going to check this out here. Yeah, I think we have Razzle Dazzle. I think the Razzle Dazzle auto, or Razzle Dazzle, if I'm not mistaken. And that's actually really hard to pull in terms of the base parallels. So, yeah, so we got it. So, this is going to be Razzle Dazzle. So, Nikki Cross, Razzle Dazzle. And these are really hard to pull. Let me see if I can find the actual pack odds on Razzle Dazzle. Let's see here. Or maybe not Razzle Dazzle. Let's see. Yeah, they don't have it for me. So, I will get more info on this. I'm pretty sure we got a Razzle Dazzle here. But I will let you know what the odds on this are either on the next video or check it out on Twitter. So, let's recap this. So, Nikki Cross, what I think is Razzle Dazzle. Our four autos, JD to 25, Mighty Molly to 49, Von Wagner, and then the Shockmaster to 49 as well. And then we pulled Taker and Piper to 49, and then did we pull 25s? And then we got to 24. Andre Chase to 24. And I'll pull that over here so you guys can see that over here. So a lot to work with here in this, to be honest with you. A lot, and we still have another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got another 8 parallels in my hand here. So a lot of bang for the buck on it, and I think that's one of the draws to this product. So let me know what you think, guys, in the comments below. Hope you enjoy this. Are you going to rip some of this yourself? Guys, make sure you smash the thumbs up button. If you're on YouTube, like this video. It helps push it out to a wider audience. Subscribe, guys. Subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/adfreeshows, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. They're doing so much for everybody, and I'm proud to be a part of this. So this will do it for the month of February. We're going to be back in the month of March. We're going to continue on in our historical retrospective, just kind of going set by set. So we did 87 here in February. We're going to do the 1989, or some people want to call it the 1990, actually. You know what? Strike that. I know what we're going to do. We're going to do the 1988 NWA Wanderama set. You guys are going to love it. It is the only JCP set that was produced during that era. I've got a box of it. We're going to rip it. We're going to go Sting rookie hunting in March. It's only apropos that we go Sting rookie hunting with Sting getting ready here to retire and have his retirement match at Revolution. So we'll do that in the first part of March. And then at the end of March, we'll do a video right at the end of the month. And we will do impeccable WWE right here on top of the card. High end, high dollar, high hits. So thank you guys so much for joining me. I appreciate all the time. I will see you guys in March for Wanderama and for Impeccable. Round of third and heading for home. We will see you guys on the next one.